The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
The Department of Forensic Science found that these kits may contain biological evidence. The 2,369 kits were not tested because prosecutors or victims chose not to proceed, as well as other reasons. But a workgroup of criminal attorneys, victims, advocates, prosecutors, and others has begun meeting to decide the next steps. There's been concern that if the kits are tested, it could create a backlog and hinder other current cases. But Public Safety Secretary Brian Moran says there's a contingency plan.
We want to make sure DFS has the resources to test them, and that there is a cost. But we just received a $1.4 million grant in conjunction with our Attorney General so that we can provide the resources to the Department of Forensic Science to eliminate any backlog. And so that's really important, and we're very appreciative of that grant, and we will use that to eliminate any backlog.
Several recent high-profile Virginia cases have been linked due to DNA evidence. They include the ongoing trials of Jesse Matthew and the now-solved case of the Charlottesville serial rapist. Victims' advocates say it's imperative to answer any questions about these untested kits to help provide closure to victims of many unsolved cases. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.